Fire, Fire by Aditi Ghosh and read by Shaheen Khan for Saga Egmont. When Anna moved from her hometown in Goa to Mumbai, she was very excited. But she was also sorry to leave her uncle, her grandmother, her friends, and most of all, Mundo. Mundo was a serious dog who slept peacefully all day. But whenever there was a wedding in the neighbourhood, he howled woefully until Anna's uncle stopped playing his violin. Anna loved Mundo. She knew he would always protect her from strangers and dangers, and from her uncle's noisy violin. Mumbai was a noisy city. Anna missed the sounds of the birds, the church bells and the village music. The only thing she didn't miss was her uncle's violin. Sometimes, after school, Anna would go with her father as he delivered letters and parcels. Anna would wait eagerly for her ride up in the lift. One day, she sneakily pressed all the buttons. The lift opened on every floor. Every floor had a red speaker box on the wall. Each floor also had a strange-looking showerhead on the ceiling. "Who would want to take a bath here?" she wondered. Anna tried to figure things out. The red speaker box never played any music. And the shower? Not a drop of water ever dripped from it. It did not even have a tap. One afternoon, while Anna and her father were on the fifth floor at Manju Aji's door, they heard the most horrible wailing.
"Papa, what's that terrible noise?"
"I think that's the fire alarm, Anna. Come, we must get to the fire escape floor immediately."
Anna looked at all the people who had rushed to the safety point.